Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1003. Welcome. My name is Lewis Howes. I'm the host of the School of Greatness podcast, one of the top 100 podcasts in the world, all about living your best life and taking your life to the next level. And I want to remind you something right now. You were born for greatness. You see, you were born with a unique gift inside of you. And sometimes that gift gets lost. That gift gets squandered, gets buried, and gets lost. But always remember that you are here for a reason. And that reason is to pursue your dreams and utilize those dreams and those unique gifts that you have to make the biggest impact you can on other people. And I was asked to do this takeover episode. And when I was thinking about the message I wanted to share, I realized that so many people reach out to me for feedback on something. They are afraid of pursuing their dreams. They're afraid of living that life they really want to have. They're living in this fear. And I call this the doubt diagram. And there are three things that we fear the most. And just go ahead and nod your head if you agree, right? Nod your head. Fear number one, we fear failing. We fear, you know, putting ourselves out there and it not working out. We fear all that time and energy we put into something. Oh, and then we lost all that money, or we lost all that time or that energy or that investment in that relationship, that business, that dream, that sport, that instrument. It didn't work out. We failed, and we fear so deeply when we fail at something. That's number one. And again, go ahead and just nod if you resonate with that. Fear number two, we fear success. Believe it or not, you may think you want something big, but so many people tell me that fear of success is one of their biggest fears. That they're afraid of, well, what if I achieve my dreams? What if I write that book and get all this attention and I don't know how to handle it? What if I have that talk show and I can't handle the pressure and I just suck at it? What if I'm at the biggest stage in the world championship of some sport and I can't handle the pressure, or we win it all and I don't know how to manage my life with all this attention and the responsibility and people looking up to me? It's a lot of energy and I fear the success. Go ahead and nod your head if you fear success. And the third fear is judgment. We fear being judged by other people. We fear what other people are going to say, if other people are going to make fun of us, laugh at us, push us out of their friend group, talk about us behind our back, criticize us. We fear judgment. And this is all a part of the doubt diagram. We doubt ourselves based on these three things: fear of failure, fear of success, and fear of judgment. And when you put all three of these circles overlapping each other, imagine a diagram with three circles. And if they all overlap, the part of the middle where they all overlap is one central theme. And that theme is, I am not enough. I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. And I don't believe in myself. I am not enough. And therefore, why should I pursue my dream? Because I'm afraid of failure. I'm afraid of success. I'm afraid of judgment. It's because I don't believe that I am enough. So people ask me, well, how do I start to have more belief in myself, Lewis? How do I build this confidence so that I can start to know that I am enough? Therefore, I can overcome these fears and this doubt. How do I overcome this doubt that I have where I don't pursue what I really, truly, in my heart desires want? And then the next step is people will say, well, you know, I'm not even sure. I've got so many passions. I've got so many things that I'm excited about, and I'm not sure which direction to take. How many of you, go ahead and nod if you're like, if you like 3, 5, 7, 20 things, and your excuse is, well, I like so many things, but I don't know which direction to go. And so you're numb, you're stuck because you got too many things you're passionate about. Then there's the other side where people say, I don't know what my passion is at all. How do I find my passion? How do I find it? Where do I go? And here's the answer. Any direction is greater than no direction. You know, both of those positions, whether you have no passion or you have lots of passions, but you're not taking action on any of them because you're stuck, any direction is greater than no direction. When we move forward towards a single direction, we're going to learn pretty quickly if it's a path we enjoy, if there's snakes on the path, if there's cliffs that where you have to jump off, and we start redirecting our path towards a different direction, a different passion, a different part of life. Reflect back on the last 10, 15, 20 years of your life. What you were doing 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, was probably not exactly the same thing that you're doing now. But the directions you took, the path you went down, led you to where you are at now. And so any direction is greater than no direction. Sitting still in no man's land will have everyone coming to attack you, everyone already judging you, everyone giving you the leftovers. You're going to get the worst of life. You're going to be a magnet, and you're going to be attracting negativity and average results. So standing in one place will get you nothing except for the worst in life. So any direction is greater than no direction. And when you take that direction, you must go all in. You must go all in on that one direction and start moving towards it. And maybe you're taking on a couple of things at once. I get it. You might have resources, you might have a team, you might have other things working on, and that's okay if you're at that place. But when you first get started, you've got to go all in, my friends, all in. And I talk about a simple challenge checklist. How do we go all in on something and know that we're going in the right direction, that we're mastering a skill, that we're overcoming something challenging? And when you take on this simple challenge checklist, it's the acronym SIMPLE. You want to take on a small task every single day. You're taking action immediately. So SI is small and immediately, and the M for simple is measurable. It must be measurable. You have to create a game with yourself where you can go all in on something and start to measure something. Start to measure the results you're getting on a daily basis. I like to track my results at the end of every night by reverse engineering and writing down a list of the things that I need to go take action on that day, and then I track the results at night, okay? It's got to be personal for you. It's got to be a personal thing. You've got to be something that you're excited about or scared of that you're looking to overcome that fear. It's got to be personal. You've got to be learning something every single day. If you're not growing, if you're not improving, if you're not learning, then it may not be the right path for you, and you must attack every single day until the fear goes away. You must do the thing that you're afraid of every single day until the fear goes away. And that, my friends, is when you really start to build momentum in your life. It's when you start to overcome that fear, that self-doubt. Because when you take on the simple challenge checklist where you go all in on something, you will start to build this unbelievable momentum. You'll build momentum, and that momentum builds confidence. that confidence builds belief in yourself. And when your belief in yourself is so great, it'll be that much greater than the other saying, which is, I am not enough. When we live in doubt of the three fears, failure, success, and judgment, the center of those fears is, I am not enough. When we live in believing in ourselves, those fears disappear. Those fears go away because we have put so much belief in ourselves. But how do we build that belief? We do that by going all in. How do we go all in on something that we're afraid of and scared of? You take the simple challenge checklist and you follow through every single day until the fear goes away. And that, my friends, is when you start to build this incredible momentum, this power, this presence, this passion and desire for greatness. You start to build a trust, a likability, an influence throughout your community where people say, huh, I want to be like that girl. I want to be like that guy. I want to be like that person. They just seem to believe in themselves. They just seem fearless. They just seem like nothing stands in their way of their dreams. And that's what you want to create for yourself. You want to create so much unwavering belief. Even if you're afraid, you believe in yourself that you'll be able to handle what happens on the other side. You'll be able to handle the failure. You'll be able to handle the success. You'll be able to handle the judgment because people are going to judge you no matter what you do. So you might as well do something great because being average gets never talked about by no one. No one remembers the person who lived an average life. No one shows up to the funeral for the person who played small. Maybe a few people close to them, and that's about it. You want to live a legacy? You've got to be willing to put yourself out there and live an inspiring life. An inspiring life doesn't mean you need to change the world and cure cancer. It just means you get to live the life that you are excited about, that you dream of, that lights you up inside, that brings your heart on fire for the world to see, that attracts people to you and says, wow, that person, they're just a great person. You know, whether you're raising kids and you've got a great family or you're a part of your church or you're building a business or you're just helping people solve challenges or you're a career-driven individual part of a bigger collective, whatever it is, you want to bring inspiration to those around you. And you can't do that when you doubt yourself. When you doubt yourself, you're doubting your creator. Think of that. When you doubt yourself, you're saying, screw you, to your creator. I don't believe you, I don't trust you, and I don't think you gave me the skills and the tools to believe in myself. So I'm going to doubt you. I'm going to doubt the reason I was here. And that is a disservice to humanity. You have a gift, and it's time to step up and start believing in yourself. You've got to believe in what you are capable of by overcoming these doubts and fears. And follow this process and take action every single day until the fear goes away. If you enjoyed any of this, please send me a message over on Instagram. I'm at Lewis Howes over there. I'd love to connect with you. I've got my podcast, The School of Greatness. Make sure to check it out. We've always got inspiring things over there that are happening, 3 episodes a week with some of the most inspirational leaders in the world. And again, I'd love to connect with you. Send me a direct message over on Instagram. Take a screenshot of this and tag me and let me know what you think about this takeover. And let's connect. I'm always looking to serve, support, and be a part of other people's dreams. So I'd love to hear what you're up to. Stay in touch. Comment on my stuff on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. I'm at Lewis Howes everywhere. I've got a talk show on Facebook Watch called Inspiring Life as well. And as always, the way that I end things on my podcast, I say, you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great. And as well, your optimal life awaits. I'm Lewis Howes, School of Greatness host, author of The School of Greatness and Mask of Masculinity. Thank you so much for taking some time with me today. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.